Of flour as the craze for home baking continues, but it's not only our larders that benefit. The therapeutic properties of baking are well known, as anyone kneading dough while thinking of the A14 south of Kettering can attest. In fact, it's such a therapeutic occupation that it's now being used to help bereaved children come to terms with their losses. We went to Berkhamsted to meet some of them.
Eggs, milk and fried onions. I think we're going to mix them all together and then put them in the trays. We're making cheese and onion quiche at the moment. Later on, we're going to be making scones. I'm Megan, and I'm here because I lost my nan, so it's helping us cope, really.
I'm Megan Sadgrome. I don't know, sound staff, but with work commitments and everything else, and since we lost my mother-in-law, the cookery course has given Meg time to talk to me, talk to others that have been through loss as well. It makes you realise you're not the only ones out there. Meg was very close to my mother-in-law. She used to just pop round after school and go and sit down, and they'd just be sat there in the flat and just be talking, nattering away. And this is what grandparents do, isn't it? They've got time to listen, and parents haven't.
I'm Katie, and I wanted to learn how to cook. It just seemed like a good idea.
Katie lost her dad to bowel cancer. It's been 2.5 years now, so we're over the top of the hill sort of thing.
Most of my friends from school, they don't really understand what's going on. Katie and I, we've got, like, we can talk about that and we, like, understand each other.
Yeah. If, like, talking about something that's happened at the hospice, we know what each other are talking about.
There has been a couple of times when I just said, I'm finding it kind of tough today. And we sort of just sometimes help each other, like, through tough times.
Yeah. It is really tough sometimes. But, like, with Megan, she knows how hard it is because we've almost been in the same situation.
I felt best. Searching for cinnamon, but doesn't seem to be any. We're making a crumble topping for our muffins. My name's Will. I'm doing the Cooking with Chris course because I live on my own. I'm 17. My aunt was in the hospice at the beginning of the year. She passed away. I would go to her for my dinner most days a week.
Gosh, this is hard. Yeah, I think I might get Dad to do it in a minute. Where's he gone when you need him, huh?
Thought you were supposed to be using and exercising your muscles.
I've exercised them. Sure, go.
I don't know what I'd do if I didn't do the course, because I probably would be the skinniest man alive. I'd look at it and go, what should I do? And just walk away. But doing this course, it's not that difficult if you just get involved. Chris just said to me, just do it, and if you get it wrong, you get it wrong. You just name it something else.
Would you like a spatula or would you like a wooden spoon?
I don't mind.
I am Chris. It's quite emotional with the teenagers, and they cook together as a team. It gives them a chance to do something at home together. Yeah, you're doing well. Yeah, a little bit more.
They've taught me to move them around the pan, because if not they get stuck. Then you've got sticky onions, which isn't always very nice. Are they done, Chris?
I think they'll be fine, because they'll cook more in your quiche. Well done, Megan. That's the other thing, it's building their confidence, because some of them didn't know what certain things were. Nutmeg, never heard of it. Oh, it smells nice, we use it. So it's giving them something else to think about. The cherries are risen to the top. Now, if I made those, the cherries would go to the bottom. So Graham and Megan made the quiche. So I think the muffins are made. They're making scones over there. It smells absolutely delicious.
The last time you were here, I was whipping the cream, and believe it or not, I'm still whipping the cream.
The thing about cooking is it all takes shape towards the end. At the beginning, everything looks like, nothing's going to happen. It's all not going to look how it should. Sometimes I'm like, my aunt could have done it better, but then I'm like, I'm not eating a takeaway. If she saw me here today, she'd be like, proud.
Well, look at this.
Oh, that looks good, isn't it?
How about this, Megan?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
Fantastic.
I'm happy with that.
You happy with that?
Yeah.
If you look in a book and look at a quiche, just like that.
That's not bad for a starter, is it?
It's the first time I made it as well, so... And Dad, I think.
Eat your heart out, Jamie Oliver.
The Bakers of Berkhamsted. And there's more details about that on our website. Do have a look for them there. Ada Edmondson, of course, you're terribly famous as one of the nation's leading chefs after your triumph on MasterChef.
Of the celebrity kind.
Were you a baker before MasterChef?
Well, we didn't do much baking there, but I've done baking since. Now, I've
you did
been,
an excellent risotto. I have to say. I watched every episode. You were marvellous, because you seemed like you were really, really enjoying yourself.
When it started, I really wasn't enjoying it at all. I thought, you know, it came through as an offer, and I thought, well, that sounds like fun. And I turned up, and the competition was just terrifying.
Yeah.
I've never really been in competition. I've never been a competitive person, even at school, never really liked being in teams and having to win things.
Yeah, but put a load of celebs in a room together. It's inevitable. Yeah.
Well, the you're really straining against the humiliating possibility of going out first. Because that's just like getting nowhere. A, you've kind of prostituted yourself to be on a celebrity programme in the first place, and
you've
lost.
You can't scramble an egg.
But about halfway through, when you think you're sort of, you know, it'd be all right if you went out, you wouldn't have done yourself any harm. It got really exciting.
Caroline from Middleton in Suffolk has texted to say baking is not very therapeutic when, like I've just done, you find that the tin of syrup for your coffee and walnut cookies is in fact black treacle. I'm sorry, the powers of speech have deserted me this morning. I'm trying to get myself together. But one thing that occurs to me about MasterChef is that it is an incredibly sort of intense, rich learning experience, because you're thrown right into the heart of it, aren't you?
It's a self-learning experience, bizarrely. I think people think you're going to be taught by amazing chefs. And when you do kind of... just by osmosis, pick up a bit from the ones you meet. But you don't get any lessons as such. So every time you get through a round, you go home and you just read and read and read cookbooks and LaRousse's encyclopedia and try and sort of come up with something else.
But what was the best show. What was the best thing you learned, Aid? Best kitchen tip you learned?
How to peel garlic more easily. I always used to kind of just carefully cut it and then peel it off, but crush it quickly with a knife and then it just falls off.
You heard it here second.
I know everyone else knew.
We'll let you just glow in the pride of that for a moment. You're listening to Saturday Live with Susie Klein and Richard Coles. Our studio guest this morning is Ada Edmondson, joined too by matchmaker of matchmakers, Caroline Brealey. After 10, we meet a man whose dream came true thanks to his obsession with Lego.